Not 20 pages.
So we're going to read special excerpts from the writings of the Kabbalists regarding bringing contentment.
They're built from beginning to end according to their influence, strength.
We're going to read from the article, the speech for the completion of the Zohar by Baal HaSulam, excerpt number 1. Spiritual dvekut can only be depicted as equivalence of form. Hence, by equalizing our form with the form of His qualities, we become attached to Him. This is why they said, as He is merciful, in other words, all His actions are to bestow and benefit others, and not at all for His own benefit, since He has no deficiencies that require complementing. And also, He has no one from whom to receive. Similarly, all your actions will be to bestow and to benefit others. Thus, you will equalize your form with the form of the qualities of the Creator. And this is spiritual dvekut, adhesion. There is a discernment of mind and a discernment of heart in the above-mentioned equivalence of form. The engagement in Torah and mitzvot, in order to bestow contentment upon one's Maker, is equivalence of form in the mind. This is because the Creator does not think of Himself, whether He exists or whether He watches over His creations, and other such doubts. Similarly, one who wishes to achieve equivalence of form must not think of these things. As well, when it is clear that the Creator does not think of them, since there is no greater disparity of form than that. Hence, anyone who thinks of such matters is certainly separated from Him, and will never achieve equivalence of form. This is what our sages said, let all your actions be for the Creator. That is, dvekut with the Creator. Do not do anything that does not promote this goal of dvekut. This means that all your actions will be to bestow and to benefit your fellow person. At that time, you will achieve equivalence of form with the Creator. As all His actions are to bestow and to benefit others, so you, all your actions will be only to bestow and to benefit others. This is the complete dvekut.
What is the most correct action to perform contentment, to give contentment to the Creator? We talked about this for many hours. We talked about it in dissemination, in study, in society, in the ten. In total, we talked about thinking all day, from the morning to the afternoon lesson, how to perform, give contentment to the friends. What have we come to? What is the action in practice that's the most correct thing to do to bring contentment to the Creator, maybe through bringing contentment to the friend, and or the on the contrary? That's the question. We came to the best action in bringing contentment to the Creator is bringing contentment to the friend, which is by awakening this topic as important.
And the atmosphere of the importance spreads in the ten, and as a result, we activate our nature as well, so that it will want this, want the friends to succeed.
To bring a friend contentment is to give him greatness and confidence and justice in the correctness of the path and the goal.
Yeah, we're actually disseminating the confidence and the feeling and the presence of the Creator, even though we may not have it, but we're acting as if it's important. And it being what we are lacking, and it's the most important and the best thing, the thing that each one should have.
The word dissemination comes up all the time. It's dissemination to the 10. The question is, how can I disseminate to the point in the heart with respect to all the other parts of reality?
So maybe internal dissemination is to give contentment to the friend, is to help him remain focused on the goal, getting the greatness and carrying out the advice we get in the morning lesson to cling to the path. And that, for sure, each one here, that's the reason he's here. And if the friends help me with that, that's what certainly makes me happier, more joyful. No matter how I feel, how the will to receive feels, all the objections and all that. So I and each and every friend here, I'm 100% sure, will be happy if I come and help him cling to the path some more.
The Creator isn't searching for these things, and he's not impressed by all these things, but a search for him is what he's impressed by. To work with the friends. Work with the friends is when we make an effort.
And if we help the friend be in the awareness that any state he's in when he's disconnected, not even internally inclined towards connection, by that the Creator, no less, basically awakens him to carry out an action so we can come closer. By that we give him contentment. When we give him this thought, we bring him back to this consciousness.
And that's what each one of us needs, to create a covenant. How we are concerned about reminding everybody where everything comes from, just to make a covenant.
We have to show the friend, try to show that the path is important for me, and what's important for me is that it's important for him as well. Meaning, for me it's important that he will hold on to it in his actions, thoughts, and I'm concerned about his spiritual success.
Right, actually this example with a good child that wants to be a good kid with respect to his father. We want to do the same thing if we want to please the Creator. What is he expecting of us? That we'll be connected, that we'll be together, that we'll play together.
Yeah, this game is, he's looking, it's as if the Creator is in the degree that we can't bring contentment directly to him. We have to have a mediator. The mediator in reality is the group. The group appears before me, and the Creator is standing behind every friend. If I am capable of bringing every friend the most I can to what I think is the Creator, this may be the good direction to bring contentment.
Alright, so let's perform this thing through the center of the group, maybe, that we can do according to, by, through bestowal, maybe in our effort to create this sterile place, out of this dirty ego, then we can act outwards.
Actions working outwardly, there's nothing outside. It's not really outside. Rather, the group, when the Creator brings this person to, that's the closest parts to his soul. These are the parts he has to work with. Through them, he sees where he needs correction. And these efforts are, it's just like the friends said, when brothers are playing nicely, it gives the best contentment to their parents. So when the Creator sees us, even failing, it doesn't matter, He sees us working towards this direction.
We also need to believe that we're influencing each other, also without words, but also in an inner example. Now, when a friend does this connection to be connected to the society, that he, by this, gives strength to all the friends in the tent.
But at the same time, we're, like Alex said, I feel like a naughty small child that has so many games, and sometimes I'm not so interested in the most precious toy in reality, which is to give contentment to the friends and to help the friends. So what I need is to practically be activated and to be shown how interesting it is. And here we can help each other practically in action. We can demand from each other and awaken each other and believe in the internality, but do actions as well. So we'll start practicing it then. I think it will really help if we do this kind of covenant specifically.
It's both. In actions and in intentions, these two things come together, and each one, as he sees, is.
We're moving on to excerpt number 7 from Rabash, volume 1, the difference between righteousness and or charity and the gift. The difference between charity and the gift by Rabash. In the work of the Creator, in the beginning of His work, He had energy and confidence and great importance for Torah and prayer, because at that time He had grace of holiness, chendek dusha, and He felt that the work of the Creator is important. However, this was still not considered a deficiency. That the Creator will satisfy a deficiency is called dvekut, adhesion with the Creator. Since the lack and pain of not having dvekut with the Creator was still not felt in him, as he has not exerted for it, because he has just begun the work. But when he does not see results over a long period of time of making efforts, and he does not see a satisfaction of his deficiency, torments and pain begin to form in him because he has made efforts but sees no progress in the work. At that time, the thoughts begin to come one by one. Sometimes it is with the sparks of despair, and sometimes he grows stronger. But then he sees once more that he has fallen from his state, and so on repeatedly. Finally, a real deficiency forms in him, which he has obtained through exertion in ascents and descents. These ascents and descents leave him with pain each time at not having been granted dvekut with the Creator. Finally, when the cup has been filled sufficiently, it is called a kli. Then the filling of it comes from the Creator, since now he has a real kli. It follows that his seeing that now, after several years of work, he has retreated, this happens deliberately, so he will ache at not having dvekut with the Creator. It turns out that each time he must see that he is approaching the making of a kli called real deficiency. That is, his gauge of katnut and gadlut of the deficiencies to the extent of the suffering he feels at not having the filling, which is called here dvekut with the Creator, where all he wants is to only bring contentment to the Creator.
How do we exchange a desire for a desire? How do we exchange our desire to please ourselves for a desire to please the Creator? Since all of our nature is in bringing ourselves contentment, in every turn, action, thought, the body automatically thinks only about that. Only about that, and that's the only direction in which it acts. How do we come to different actions, such that instinctively I act for the good of the Creator, just like a mother for the benefit of her child.
It's impossible to transform our own nature. Only the upper light can. But we can hasten it if we start acting and playing with it and affecting each other through this game.
And the game is internal. We need to see that the Creator all the time pushes us, distances us, and He sees after a few years, He shows that He went backwards, not to push us away, but to show us that our actual kli and the only solution that we have is to change nature, meaning to try to incorporate in the ten and await the light.
And we have a very important card in our hands, what we just heard. We understand that our nature is always to give contentment to ourselves. This is an important thing if we know it. If we do understand this, we can generate an atmosphere in the tent that the most beneficial for ourselves is to bestow to each other. Then we can start playing with it. Here, the light and the study, everything we organize with the help of the Creator will turn it to something real.
The desire itself, this inversion, can only be done by the Creator. But the desire to desire, what's called a prayer before the prayer, that we can get from one another. That the society can help with.
There's no such thing directly to the Creator. All we have is towards other people directly. We're not connected to the Creator, and we can't influence ourselves as well. So the only work left to do is to work between us. We replace, instead of doing it for ourselves, we're doing it for the friends.
From here, coming to instinct, the ego says that it's fake, that now we're going to change our whole nature. And the ego says, what are you talking about? You have no chance. Why even start this work? But that point in the heart, that environment, thanks to the light that reforms, can change something in this inner code and to implement it.
Yeah, and also we already know that there's no point in fighting these false wars and trying to change your own body. Rather, the place of building the opposite intention is only the center of the group, where my ego can't control. Wherever my ego controls, it's a waste of time, waste of a redundant investment. But the excerpt number 10 from Rabash volume 3, if man wins, the Creator is happy. Excerpt number 10. The intention of the emanator is that the lower ones will receive pleasure. And man uses the Torah in the opposite way, meaning the man wants the Creator to receive pleasure. This force is something he gets from the Torah as the spice, as it was written. It follows that man fights the Creator, meaning the Creator wants man to receive pleasure, and man wants the Creator to receive the pleasure. It turns out that he uses the Torah in the opposite way. And it was said about it that the Creator says, my sons have defeated me, meaning they're fighting against their will to receive that the Creator imprinted in their hearts. And if man wins, then the Creator is happy. It follows that the Creator's Torah is according to the purpose of creation, and His Torah is considered that when a person uses the Torah with the intention of the spice, when he takes the Torah in order to give contentment to the Creator, this is why Torah is called over man, after man, meaning the Torah is called by the usage. If one wants to receive the Torah with the Creator's intention to do good to the creatures, so that the creatures will delight will be delightful. It's called the Torah of the Creator, when the Torah goes according to the line of the Creator. And if one takes the Torah in order for him to have the force to bestow, this is the man's intention, meaning man wants to bring contentment to the Maker. This is called his Torah, man's Torah.
How can we come to a state in which the more obstacles you have, the more I invest, the happier I am? The whole will to receive that's revealed, I feel in it truly an opportunity to bestow contentment to the Creator. How do I come to such a thing? That I sweat and I work, and from all of that I'm so happy. Contentment to the Creator, specifically by a great effort, which is felt as the nicest, most pleasant thing. Otherwise, I won't feel it. I won't have the strength.
No.
Talk amongst yourselves. The solution is in the center of the ten.
Yes, the solution is in the center of the ten. Only if a person formats himself to that center of the ten, then suddenly, without logics, without understanding it, he's grateful for these states because they bring him closer to that center.
Yep. If he acts toward the center, even now when obstacles are appearing before him, of course he needs to be happy. This develops a spiritual muscle for him, that specifically he, by these efforts, above the concealment, performs, gives the greatest contentment.
And these efforts are possible to be done if there's a goal illuminates on him, meaning there's importance. If the goal is alive in him, this is what he wants to attain, what he gets and absorbs from the friends, and this is what he gives them. And then any disturbance becomes purposeful. It's much more interesting. It becomes an adventure. Everything aims me actually to how to connect more, how to give more contentment, how to bestow to the friends more. It's a kind of a dialogue with spirituality, with the upper force.
The truth is, what seems to me, is that now we have these great gaps that are very long between the time that I'm disconnected and then I realize that I'm disconnected from the thought about the friends. I realize it. Then I have to connect it to the Creator, that He's the one that disconnected me, and how great, now I have another opportunity to connect back to the friends. But if we begin to support one another, and it's my sense of defeated me. We need to perform this, make this war, not to agree with it.
And adding to that, happiness is a very special degree already. I think that to some extent, we are successful in supporting each other throughout not so simple life many times, and to see the Creator behind things and not to take it to the will to receive. Rather, sometimes it happens, but happiness is as much obstacles we have. That's our next degree, actually, that we'll be able to be happy, uplifted, when we identify how difficult it is, how impossible it is. Then we become happier because it's more difficult.
Yes. When I dissemination.
Rav, questions if you have.
Regarding the whole lesson. Yes, Yuda.
If we are talking about directing contentment to the Creator, so why does it matter what the actions are? Are there better actions, worse actions? If we intend to bring contentment to the Creator.
I don't know. I come to the shop with my lady, and we want to choose a certain toy for our 5-year-old child, for instance, for his birthday. So, don't we care about what we buy? Or maybe we should buy something educational so that he gets wiser. Maybe we should buy something he loves. Or maybe we should buy something so he becomes stronger physically. Or so there are so many thoughts about what we should buy. And I'm not even talking about the price. Right? I'm talking about the gift itself. In what way will we give him more contentment? Maybe we're going to give him contentment regarding his mind or regarding his heart. There are so many things.
Yeah, but maybe for a live animal it's important. But for the creator.
What do you mean a live animal? Did you ever bring me a gift? No. Why? No, I'm asking. I'm not important in your eyes. That's clear, right? Okay, so had you chosen to bring me some gift, what do you think? You don't even think about it. It's so hard for you to say. I understand you. That's okay. So, if we want to give someone a gift, we have to be integrated in him. We to know what his flavor is, what he likes, what's the best thing by which I can connect myself to him so that he'll be connected to me. He'll know about this gift or not know about this gift. There are so many. The entire creation is in this thought and this action. What are you talking about? There's nothing more than that. Then bringing a gift to the Creator to give him contentment. That's it. That's the purpose of creation. Because by that we become like him. We reach Dvikut. His desire is to do good to the creature, and we want to do good to him. Yes.
Let's say the Creator is a little far.
Well, you don't want to play with me, so...
Right. But I have friends, too.
Yeah.
Do I have to take that into account, exactly what each friend wants? But, or do I just give them greatness of the goal like I want? I think.
What do you think you're bestowing onto them? You're bringing... Do you bring a coca frog?
That's a good idea.
For instance, you have a stock in your yard, and you brought him a frog. She likes frogs. But what about a coca? You didn't bring him a frog. You see, according to his face. Okay, so you have to integrate with his desire.
On the other hand, we said that it's not important to know exactly what the deficiency of the friend is.
How is it possible that you want to bestow it to him? How come? To what desire are you bestowing? Your desire is only the one carrying out, as if it has nothing to do with the action. You only want to bring him what he wants. Yuda, come on.
Listen, I'm going to... I don't know what he thinks.
So how can you bring him something? What does he need?
Now he doesn't want, but he will want.
Oh, you're going to shove it. How?
Greatness of the goal.
I'm getting many gifts. So, I see how this person chose this specific gift and not some other thing. Maybe he heard it from someone else. Maybe he himself researched and checked and how much effort was invested. Not money. Money here is no... But in this gift, you feel a person's soul, what he thought, in what way he wanted, what does he want to attain by it for himself, because for the time being, we're all in the egoistic desire.
It's important for us in this development, for in this personal development. How exactly is it important for us?
Of course it's important. Giving gifts to friends is a very important thing. Just don't make it gifts like... Just something that they'll feel that you love them by that. In what other way will you come closer to them? increasing their good mood is also a gift. Awaken them, make tea for them or something. All that's a gift. What is a gift? When I take from my will to receive, I give him some fruit from my will to receive, not for myself, for him. Think about it.
Nari.
He's up. According to the sorrow, the reward. So what's the sorrow according to the contentment? Where does the sorrow come from? To the extent that as much as you suffered for so many years in order to discover what the Creator wants from you, and ultimately you found out, and you worked some more years in order to bring the gift, and some more years in order to reach the Creator, in order to give Him this. This all is according to the sorrow, the reward. That's your payment. According to the sorrow, the troubles.
Not the flesh?
Well, I don't know. Not the flesh. I don't know. It can be in anything. What do you mean by a flesh? Troubles is always in the will to receive. You examine it. That's it. Clear? Yes.
No.
Well?
All sorts of desires awaken in us. And I always justify them by searching for something that'll bring contentment to the Creator that fills my desire. How do we check that it's just that's the right way, or there's some justification that I'm doing?
Through the friends. Bestowing to the friends or bestowing to the Creator, it's the same. Bestow to them. And if it's true bestowal, to that extent, you are bestowing to the Creator, for sure.
For example, our 10 talked about wanting to go to Tiberias, and we want to hang out there and drink beer, and the rationalization is that we want to support the Tiberias group.
No, I actually think that's fine. So what?
You know, it seems like we're just finding a rationalization in order to enjoy ourselves.
As if it's the Creator's desire that you drink beer in Tiberias. That's a good idea. No, but seriously, if you really want by that to strengthen the friends in Tiberias, and to come over there and have such a meeting, gathering, if it won't cause a cancellation of the Torah, bitul Torah, the nullification or cancellation of the Torah, that's the condition. Meaning, not sitting here, studying with others, integrating with others. Rather, in addition, you're having something over there in Tiberias, go ahead. I don't think that's bad. Really.
And daily, there are desires that are necessary to buy something, to buy the best thing. And I'm saying, if that fulfills my desire, so I'd be able to engage in work for the Creator.
I don't think. Things you buy with money, I don't value too much. But regarding Tiberias, we used to go over there. Actually, we once went, we decided in advance we're going to buy fish. We're going to go on the Sea of Galilee, the Kinneret over there. Yeah. One guy went, brought ice creams, we ate the ice creams after the fish, and we read an article. It was very nice. Yes. I value that. Okay, have a song or something? A quote. To conclude, excerpt number 15 from Baal HaSulam, Shamati, the matter of spiritual attainment. May we be granted with His light and follow in the ways of the Creator and serve Him, not in order to be rewarded, but to give contentment to the Creator and raise divinity from the dust. May we be granted adhesion with the Creator and a revelation of His godliness to His creatures. Amen. Let's hope we'll do that. And again, I warn and I emphasize, don't do whatever you feel like doing. If it comes to you, you have a 10, do it in a 10. Don't start just scattering all these things in the world. You have to be very cautious. All right, and...